Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
And this is Real Talk, Real People Show. Now, if you're new to this, and you're wondering or pondering to yourself, What is this Real Talk for Real People show? That's a study into the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It's not a warm, fuzzy feeling so you can feel good about it, because truth be told, in these studies, there's little to be feeling good about. But it is good in this sense of the word, that you will restore or establish a relationship with the Creator. The most important relationship that you would ever have in your life. As a matter of fact, He knew you when you were in, not even in your mother's womb. So surely it would be in your best interest to do this study right along with us. We give you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment. We leave no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I. And yes, we encourage you to burn the midnight oil after the show. And as I said, with so much going on in each and every aspect of our lives, health, labor, politics, sex, you name it, I call it. That's a hot mess. And everything in life, we've come to find out in our studies, are codified. Even the oceans are codified. They're not to come beyond a certain point and so on and so forth. Not unless it's the Most High call for it. Animals are codified. Trees, mountains, grass, seeds, fruits, vegetables, you name it. Everything has a code. If you plant it, a certain seed, what's going to come forth? If you plant lemons, lemons going to come. You plant grapes, grapes going to come. You plant us, I don't know, fruitcakes. And why is that so? Because we like leaning to our own understanding. And ain't no telling what'll come out the ground you plant some of us. See, that's not a codified relationship. Anything can come out of the ground. So we encourage you and motivate you to study the Most High. And let His footstep be your pathway. And you may be asking yourself, Yom Tov, who is the we that you're making reference to? Well, Sister Abby, out from New York City. She's a gatekeeper. Keeps us on the straight and narrow. You know, we get off track sometimes. We're elders. And we certainly digress sometimes. Also, Sister Huey from Detroit, Michigan. She keeps us focused, too. And she laughs at us quite a bit. That's all right. That's what big sisters do. We sort of ignore, love her, ignore, because she brings some good fruit to the table. And Katria from New York City. In regards to the Most High, anything, He's serious about the Most High. As you should be serious about the Most High. And yes, He has a simple, a rather dry sense of humor. He likes to kick Yom Tov about his singing abilities. But Yom Tov's singing abilities are simply like fine wine. You don't partake of fine wine and boom farm at the same time. So, just joking, Katya. He's a good brother. He loves the Most High. As all of the students. Yom Tov too. So let's get ready. Let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. And may the Most High bless us all and our family and friends. Just grateful to be back and, like I said, ready to go.
Thank you, Avia. I need to take a sip of water because I got them cinnamon tablets. Thank you very much. I just started taking them today.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't get it. I got tired of you fussing and carrying on and whatnot. So I wouldn't get it.
But I pray that you feel better.
I hope so too, Avia. It seems to be breaking up with that. And you know, matter of fact, Avia, I didn't know cinnamon was good for everything. Blood pressure, heart, all
yes.
kind of stuff was good for them. I'm going to
yes.
stick with them.
Yes.
Just stick with me. I'm going to stick with them.
That's right.
Praise God.
Glad
thank you very much. Thank you very much, Abia. All right,
so
Sister Hootie, you're welcome. So Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Hootie, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hello, and I'm glad you're feeling better. And I'm glad you recognize cinnamon. Yes, it does. It's a cure-all for a lot of things.
I didn't even realize, you know. You listen, need to listen to it. That's why we listen mm-hmm. to our women, but we ain't stupid.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you Hey, get on the ball. And you know, this chapter is very serious. We'll get to it, and I'm excited about it. I don't like doom and gloom, but you know, we have to face reality, right? About
you
who we
you.
Are as a people.
It ain't all warm and fuzzy, Sister Judy.
That's right. So I'll be quiet while you introduce our other brother from another mom.
You better believe it. Thank you, Sister Judy. Now, Cartrell, our other brother from another mother, as Sister Hootie mentioned, Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Y'all bless my soul. Lord God's within me. Bless his holy name. And I don't know what mother y'all got, but my mother's name is Sarah. And my father's name is Abraham. So what mother y'all talking about?
See, what I tell y'all, he's something serious.
Yeah.
He's something serious.
Okay, we all got the same mother and father. Okay.
And
I
don't
know
who's
up in there either.
Thank you. So I'm trying to figure out the difference between dry humor and the soggy wet humor. Somebody, you know, give me some.
You want me to give you a definition, Cartrell, to the best of
yeah,
my ability? You use
go
the
ahead.
Same tone. You don't change. Like, good example,
okay.
Yang Su, he changes his tone of his voice. You know it's a joke. You know he's being humorous.
Right.
Reason I know because my daughter does the same thing. She talks flat and she's serious, but it's funny. And then when she is funny, she's still funny because it's flat. It's just, well, how can I explain it? There's no expression to it.
Yeah.
No exaggeration or anything. It's just
it's called deadpan. Although he's telling a joke, the way he's saying it's just like conversational.
Or he say something funny.
Right.
Right.
Just like you said yesterday, Sister Hootie, when someone said something to the regards of singing the electrical component of it, and he said, Yup, Soup is rather shocking.
Yes.
That was funny.
That's good. Because we're talking about codification. And we expect Yah created codes, like you mentioned, the animals, the wind, the water, the ocean, to be in code. Because if they wasn't in code, we'd be in trouble. Matter of fact,
right.
People are looking forward to the spring and the summer, aren't they?
Yes, we are.
Those are codes, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Every year they come around consistently around the same time. They don't change order.
Uh-huh.
You
know, let me say
winter don't come before fall.
Uh-huh. True. Excuse me. Oh,
summer don't come before spring. It's all in order. It's all codified.
Right.
And unfortunately, the Most High blessed us, and he cursed us because he gave us free will. You see, I'm allowing you in my creation to have dominion over it all, but you got to be codified, and I'm going to give you choices. That's like a blessing and a curse, because if we were codified, we'd be in tune. We'd be in sync, and everything would be harmonious. Unfortunately, like the Most High said in Genesis, it grieves me that I've made man because he chooses evil continually from his youth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our
right.
problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be codified because the blessings are greater than the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
The blessings are greater than the consequences. But we don't seem, you know, the consequences don't seem to affect us. Just keep on keeping on.
No changes. No change. They don't change.
Nope.
But that's just your personality, Cartrell. It's not a negative, it's a positive. And we are serious. We are.
My personality as a negative.
Huh?
I don't look at it as a negative. It just shows you I grew up in New York City. When they call me Fat Steve or snapping on my shoes and my raggedy clothes, I had to snap back in order to have some kind of dignity.
Right.
But,
oh, okay.
It's just New York City. And Sister Abby knows exactly what I'm talking about when people do this
yes,
song.
Yeah, she's in the Bronx. You know she knows.
Oh, yeah.
You got to fight back, right, mama?
Hey, you better watch out, Sister Abby. She'll pull that switchblade out on you.
That's oh, yeah.
Don't take me back to work, though.
What's that, Abby? Yeah.
Don't take me back to those days. Those days are over for me.
The old switchblade, the switcheroo. All right.
Now I just call on I let him do it.
Just like Katrina. Just like I.
Exactly.
Right.
It works for me.
Well,
it works for me. Just like King Baby.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all. It's family night, so we might well go and get busy. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. Let's get started, shall we? In Jeremiah chapter 13, the symbol of the linen says, and he tells this to Jeremiah. Thus the Elohim said to me, go and get yourself a linen sash and put it around your waist, but do not put it in water or wash it. So I gathered sash according to the word of the Elohim and put it around my waist. And the word of the Elohim came to me the second time, saying, take the sash that you acquired, which is around your waist, in detail. Arise, go to the Euphrates, hide it there in a hole in the rock. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Elohim commanded me. Now it came to pass after many days that the Elohim said to me, arise, go to the Euphrates, and take from there the sash which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug it. And I took the sash from the place by hitting it, and there was the sash ruined. It was profitable for nothing. But the word of the Elohim came to me, said, thus said the Elohim, in this manner, I will ruin the pride of Yehuda and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to hear my words will follow the dictates of their hearts, the dictates of their hearts, and walk after gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like this sash, which is profitable for nothing. And we ain't good for nothing. It's profitable for nothing, truth be told. For as the sash cleans the waist of a man, so have I called the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Yehuda to cling to me by codification, says the Elohim, that they may become my people by codification. For renown, for praise, for glory, not for y'all, but for me. But they would not hear, and they ain't good for nothing. And we ain't good for nothing. Ain't nobody beat no pathway to our doorways for nothing. No education, no labor, no law, no health, no politics about our nation. Not a blank thing. We are profitable for nothing because Yah designed us codified to worship Him. Yah designed us codified to, let me reread that. He says,
He codified us to be His servant, to serve Him on earth.
Exactly.
As a priest of the nation, as the angels do in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Where his minister is.
Exactly. He says, so I have called the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah. I designed them by codification to cling to me, says the Elohim, that they may become my people. For renown, not their own. For praise, not their own. And for glory, not their own. But they ain't want to hear that. And as a result, we are a hot mess, Katrina, unfortunately. And so Yehudi indicated it's a sad state of affairs.
So he created us to do what?
Let me reread it.
For cling praise, to him.
Right. Cling to him.
Cling to him.
We won't do that. That's too much like right, Katrina.
We should have been gospel to serve the God.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you, country. And the symbol of the wine bottles in verse 12. Therefore, you should speak to them this word. Thus said Yah Elohim of Israel. Every bottle shall be filled with wine. And they will say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle is filled with wine? Then you should say to them, thus said the Elohim, behold, I will fear all the inhabitants of this land, even the king who sit on King Dawah's throne, the priest, the prophet, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. And we are a drunk people. And I will dash them against each other, even the fathers and the sons together, and we're pitted against one another. And we certainly are, says the Elohim. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but we're destroyed him. And he surely did, and we're still continuing to be destroyed because we won't seek the Most High. This ain't hard, Cartrell always said. It's an open book test. Just don't want to open the book, and neither do we want to take the test. We want to worship every God, every religion, and get into everything that they're into, their iniquities. And matter of fact, they let us lead their parades, the gay ones and the Black Lives Matter, that they put on the Supreme Court justice, and so on and so forth. Let them lead the parades and the politics, but it really hadn't served us any purpose. We're still pitted against one another because we're not codified. And we're destroying one another. A lack of codification. Go ahead, Gotcha.
Yes. You missed verse 13.
Okay, let me see. Let me go back. Don't say nothing, Sister Woody.
Oh, I ain't say nothing.
Then you should say to them, thus said the Elohim, behold, I will fear all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings who sit on kings' narrow throne, the priests, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says the Elohim. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but I will destroy them.
So their bottles going to be filled with wine, and they're going to be the wine that they thought they was drinking. Filled with stupor. And our people are filled with stupor.
They already are.
And it ain't wine that's making us intoxicated. It's all these different variants of drugs.
Right.
And alcohol, too.
Metaphor.
And we put it against each other because of it, aren't we?
Don't go nowhere to a party with us. There's going to be some blue and white lights and fluttering yellow tape.
Now it's baseball games.
Yeah.
They had two shootouts in the last 2 days at high school and junior high school baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, children ducking bullets.
we just love to hate one another, country, unfortunately, because of our drunkenness. And we don't even see it. That's why I stay away from them. Anytime we there, I stay away from us. I stay as far away from us as I possibly can if they walk in dead Negroes and Negresses. Because I can assure you a fact, in their drunken state of mind, it's going to be some blue and white lights and some fluttering yellow tape. You better believe it. Certainly if they're not codified.
And guess what? It's going to get worse. But continue. Don't want to disturb your reading.
Yeah, I was giving Cottrell time to say something, but I guess he didn't want to say something. I'm going to just move on.
Okay.
If you wouldn't want to hear the whole chapter.
Okay, I'll read the whole chapter then. Say no more. The rest of the chapter.
Go ahead.
It's 15. Yeah. Pride precedes captivity, and it still does. We're full of pride then and now. Hear and give ear. Listen up. Do not be proud. For Yah has spoken. Humble yourself. Give glory to Yah ILM because he causes darkness before your feet stumble on the dark mountains. While you are looking for light, he turns into the shadow of death and make it dense darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears. Because Yah's flock has been taken captive, and certainly we have been. Lower your pride. That's a great gay pride, certainly in that case. Said to the king and to the queen mother, humble yourselves, sit down, for your rule shall collapse the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut up. No one shall open them. Judah shall be carried away captive, and certainly we have been. All of it. It shall be wholly carried away, and we certainly was, and we still are. Lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north men and women. Where's the flock that was given you, your beautiful sheep? You're shepherds and landowners. What would you say when he punishes you? For you have taught them to be chieftains, to be head over you. When that pain sees you, like a woman in labor, if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon me? The greatness of your iniquity, your skirts have been uncovered, your heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard in spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil. Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil. Therefore, I was scatter them. Yep. Go ahead, Contreras.
They're not going to change.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not from the... A person can't change from the inside. Outside, they got to change from within to affect that change. They got to apply the codification because you're going to still look like an Ethiopian or a leopard going to still look like a leopard. But even that being said, an Ethiopian is codified. A leopard is codified. They're going to remain the same. And we're codified, but we don't act codified. And therefore, thus, a cause and effect remain the same. No change. You know, Cartrell, Sister Hootie, and Amia, you know, in Alcoholic Anonymous, it says, what is the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. The county, all these religions, all your iniquity, and expecting different results.
Exactly. It's accustomed to doing evil.
Exactly.
So how are you going to change?
Good. The most I said, do good. We are accustomed to doing evil. We want to march in their parades. We want to be the poster boys and children for all the North men and North women love to do, which is inequity and lying. And we subscribe to that. We just subscribe to lying so much, it's crying shame. But it's the American way. But,
it's the custom of the people.
Yeah. How's that working for you? How's it working out for you? Lying to yourselves and to each other. By the evidence, and the evidence don't lie. Not working out quite well, truth be told. 4 and 2 years in county. Still worshiping their gods, following their iniquity, and being the poster children, and leading the parades. There we go. What a shame. In verse 24. Therefore, I will scatter them, and we are scattered like stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. That is your lot. The portion of your measure from me, that's what you're going to get from me, says the Elohim. Why? Cause and effect. Because you have forgotten me, and you trusted in falsehoods, lying to yourselves and or each other, and let your oppressors feed you with double portion, and you subscribe to that. Therefore, I will uncover you. We are naked as we want to be. I will uncover your skirts over your faces, that your shame may appear. I want you to be shamed. I've seen your adulteries with your fornications, you strange whore, as y'all call us, with all this religion and all this inequity. I've seen your adulteries, your lustful naming, like a horse in heat, and the lewdness of your hollery tree. Your abomination on the hills and the fields, woe unto you, O Jerusalem. Will you still be made clean? That's a good question, Katria. So Shehudi and Amia, you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You can be set into a codification situation.
Yep.
And
yep.
Go to that fire. You can cry to the Most High. You can unify in that application and pray for your fathers and mothers who put you in a situation you come to find yourself in, and yourself. You're complicit too. You've colluded against the Most High. And then ask the Most High for forgiveness. You can do that. You can unify together. No, you ain't got to be in Memphis, Tennessee, but you can have the same codified mindset wherever you are. And you can do what you can for who you can, whenever you can, by whatever means you can. You can do that. Praise and bless the Most High. Bless his holy name. Contrail Sister Judy. Abby, even if you want to say something, y'all got the mic.
I have a statement and a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I heard many times that Yahudah and some of the other tribes are here from the nation of Israel.
Right.
How about this statement? You know, it happened a long time ago when Jeremiah, the Most High, had Jeremiah warn the people
right.
from their intent.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in 19, the cities of the south will be shut up
mm-hmm.
with no one to open them. Yahuda shall be taken into exile.
Right.
All of them. So that's telling me all of Yahuda.
Yeah.
She
Didn't
shall
nobody
be taken into exile completely. That's interesting.
Did nobody get away? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did nobody get away?
Mm-hmm. So
and
I
there
think
is no one, Sister Yehudi. There is no one of us to open these cities up in the land. Now, there's some people pretending to be us. There's not us. And even that being said, all those cities are not established. They were obliterated. And even the ones that are there, they're not open up to this fullest potential for Jerusalem, the temple being reestablished. And other cities are not open at all. They're closed. They've been closed for a long time because we're not there. Cities that that's our enemies don't even know about, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And the only one can open those cities, reestablish to its fullest potential is us. No. No one, not one of us there, left there to open up those cities, reopen our cities. And to bring...
Well, the Most High is actually speaking about the time that Jeremiah was in. Because
right.
Judah was the last stronghold of the nation of Israel. And we
right.
saw that they thought that the temple was going to be, I guess, their lucky charm that kept them, you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
in power.
Exactly.
But the Most High said, I'm going to destroy the temple and scatter you, which is what he did. So
exactly.
you run into this temple, but your iniquities are here. That's why I got my prophet Jeremiah outside the temple speaking my word to you.
Yeah.
But they went inside and was plotting to kill Jeremiah, if we remember,
mm-hmm.
right? And he didn't know they was plotting to kill him. Until I told him, they plotting to kill you. You need to do this and you need to do that to get away from these fools. But Judah, the kings and the queens of Judah who sat on King David's throne, the Most High said, y'all getting exiled because your pride, arrogancy, and y'all leading the people astray.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say about the sash. We read about the sash in the beginning. Jeremiah wasn't normally a person that walked around with a sash. A sash was reserved for, like, people of the elite class. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the elite class wore sashes to show their status. And y'all say, take the sash, wear it, and go bury it somewhere near the Euphrates River, which is what Jeremiah the prophet did. And then he waited until the sash became what? What do you say the sash was what?
Ruined.
It was ruined. It had no value.
Mm-hmm.
It was no good. So Yah comparing that sash to the nation of Israel, which is supposed to be around the waist of Yah to show his status. That's what we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
He said, y'all messed up because that was your role. But y'all like that sash that Jeremiah buried that's good for nothing.
Yeah,
so what I'm going to do
for y'all? Yeah.
Huh?
He said it was completely useless. So he's saying.
Useless. Right. Mm-hmm. So what was the sash used for? It had to be some value, right? For
right.
y'all to say the sash now, because it's ruined, has no use at all. So it shows
the
you that the sash
is hold you up.
A symbol of status.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
the
said
fact,
to hold you up? Mm-hmm. She said to hold the sash is to hold you up.
No.
It's like y'all holding up, like you said, like, to the way that's where we supposed to they supposed to be at, like a sash holding
it's
up.
It's an ornament. A sash is an ornament that shows
mm-hmm.
your status.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
If you look at old pictures, you'll see men with like red cloths around their waist. That's the sash.
Oh, okay.
But she's trying to, you know, I think she's trying to say, does it symbolize metaphor?
Right.
Because you said something later than that, Katrielle, about symbolize. We should be, our waist should be around the Most High. Something you said, I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah, it's like a hold up, I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's read what it says. For as the girdle cleaves to the loins of a man, so I cause to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, says Yah, that they might be unto me for a people, for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they were not here. So it's not to hold Yah's, you know, lower pants up. It's to glorify. It's a symbol of status.
This is what I was trying to say, like, when you came to the part where it said it cleaves to the lines of a man, I understand that part. And then when it says cause to cleave unto me, that's why I was saying, like if you're cleaving on and you're supposed to be like what you were saying about the waist, that way you'd be holding on to, yeah. But, you know, I can't explain, but I understand where you're coming from now.
How much closer can you get to the Most High to be around his waist?
Say that again?
How much closer can you get to the Most High than to be around his waist? And he's speaking like symbolically, like a man wears a girdle or a sash around his waist to show his status. That's what Israel is supposed to be for me, metaphorically.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say too, but you just explained it that way.
Yes. So this sash was important to men of status. Men of wealth, men of the elite class, and Yah said, "You Israel and Judah were supposed to be like that to me."
Mm-hmm.
The message that Yah is speaking to our people is so important in this chapter, because a lot of people think that Jeremiah is crying, but let's read it and see who's really crying. All right, we're going to read from 15 all the way down. Hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for Yah has spoken. All right, now who's speaking?
Yah.
Give glory to Yah, your Elohim, before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble upon dark mountains. While you look for light, he will turn it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. You don't want to be in a mountain with gross darkness and you don't have no light. Sorry, but if you not hear it, if we will not hear, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. My eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears because Yah's flock is carried captive. Say to the king and to the queen. Who's speaking? Is it Jeremiah or is it Yah?
That's wrong.
So Yah saying his soul is what? Weeping?
Mm-hmm.
In secret places? Yah's eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears because his people are carrying away captive. What are we doing to the Most High? He says, say to the king and queen, humble yourselves. Why? Because you're leading people wrong with your arrogance and your pride. Humble yourselves. Sit down, for your principality shall come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be set up, and none shall open them. Yehuda shall be carried away captive. All of it shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes and behold them that come from the north. Where's the flock that was given thee, thy beautiful flock? It's in the north. These invaders going to take them with Yirmiyahu buried his sash. That's where they're coming from, the north. What wilt thou say when he shall punish thee? For thou hast taught them to be captains, which we are, chiefs, princes, Kohanim, rabbis, shall not sorrow take thee as a woman in travail. But at that time, he's talking about to the kings and the queens and the priests. And if thou say in thy heart, wherefore these things come upon me, that's what we all should be saying as a nation and a people. For the greatness of your iniquity are your skirts undiscovered and thy heels made bare. Did we come over here butt naked in ships?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So our skirts were uncovered, weren't they?
Yeah.
Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Some people are trying to bleach their skin, so it's possible. Or even a leopard his spots. I guess it's albino. He can't change it on his own. It says, then may ye also do good. Most High always gives us the opportunity to change our ways and do good. Matter of fact, it's in this message. Humble yourselves that are accustomed to do evil. Are we accustomed to doing evil? Yes. Therefore, I will scatter them as the stubble that passed away by the wind of the wilderness. And did y'all do that to us?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, oh, mm-hmm. Judah came to America. Y'all scattered Judah, Israel, all of us to the four corners of the earth. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measure from me, says Yah, because you have what? The two most important things, forgotten Yah and trusted in forces.
Are
we still doing that? Have we forgotten Yah? You talk about the Lord of the New Testament, and you don't know the Lord of the Old Testament, because there's two different Lords.
Mm-hmm.
Again, therefore, I will discover thy skirt upon thy face. That means your skirt is lifted up, that thy shame may appear. Aren't we shameful? We shaking our booties, daughters of Zion, in videotapes,
mm-hmm.
on TV, on TikTok, Instagram. I have seen that enough.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
And the men, the young
men. The men ain't no better.
Yeah, they got the fans down low.
Exactly. The men are not any better. Our whoredoms are in the face of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I see your adultery, which we show to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not nine. She's bragging about it. The lewdness of our whoredoms. Yeah, y'all don't care. You're going to shake it like you just don't care. And down abominations on the hills, in the field. Because we're everywhere. Everybody see us. Woe unto you, O Jerusalem. Will that not be made clean? What's going to make our people clean? What's it going to take?
Yeah, what is it going to make you clean? What is it and how long? Woo!
When shall it once be like it was?
Ooh.
Like y'all wants to be codified. You want to be that slash around y'all's waist because you can't get no closer to y'all than that. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's what she meant, the symbolism. Actually,
right.
Yeah, that's all.
No other nation is part of Yah's adornment. But he said the nation of Israel is Yah's sash around his waist.
Right.
It's all symbolic.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But true to
all
form, right. But true to form, we're too much into the symbolic, whatever.
Symbolism.
Thank you. That we don't concentrate on who? Our Creator. We
said we forgot him.
Yeah.
We trust in falsehood. That's why people in church talk about they believe. I believe I can fly. But can I?
Yeah, right.
Don't go out there and jump out this roof, okay?
Oh, trust me. I've been higher than I've ever been. An 80 and 90 story buildings in New York, bro.
Oh, yeah, with the job you had. Mm-hmm.
Construction, carpenter, building towers in the sky. And I'm ashamed of it. I learned carpentry skills, but I'm helping this man try to build towers like Babel. And you see them towers in New York. They're probably the buildings in the United States. Right?
Yeah.
Empire State Building, World Trade Center. I worked in them towers. It wasn't easy because I had fear of heights. Trust me. If it wasn't for y'all, I could have never been a carpenter building towers in your head. But you got to face your fears. You can't live life in fear. That's for sure.
That's true.
So if you trust Yah, you have no fear. And I'm talking about sincere trust. You can say it, but you really live it. Living it and saying it is two different things.
You're right.
Most High said it. Yeah, people call my name, confess, all this and that, but they don't really believe it. They don't really do it. That's our problem. We say it, but we don't do it.
But, you know, that's the same because what happens as soon as somebody get hurt or they get sick, the first thing come out their mouth is, oh, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they get the little help they need, then they right back doing the same thing over again, just like you say in the scriptures. That's the problem. They don't want to come, just come and stay in y'all's grace. Just repent and stay there. You wouldn't. A lot of us wouldn't have to go through the things that we go through if you just be obedient, like you said, be codified. Just listen. Do what y'all asking us to do.
And what happens to us is the consequences of our own actions.
Indeed.
As simple as that. You keep falling in the pit, ask y'all to get you out, but then you fall back into the pit. You didn't learn the lesson.
Join our community. Like a bunch of 3 years old, 3 year old children running around loose with no supervision.
So, Most High said he's crying.
The parents are just bad too, because
yes.
The parents are teaching these children how to act. Just I see them having little girls on there twerking like you were speaking of. It don't make sense. Oh, I just so disgusted. I can't talk.
I know.
So, Yah's giving us a chance in verse 17. Israel, if you will not hear it, that's a big if, right? My soul shall weep in secret places for your pride. Are we still prideful? Guess what? Yah's weeping. My eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears because Yah's flock is carried away captive. Are we still in captivity? It means Yah's tears are running down. Why? Because he said, you have forgotten me. This is your lot, the portion of thy message from me, says Yah, because you have forgotten me and trusted in your beliefs, doctrines, and men, and you don't even know me.
Just like you just said, you call on them when you're in trouble. And as soon as you get you out of that trouble, you're going right back to doing it again. It's insane. The insanity we go through.
But we were taught, on inviting this is going to be something that you don't pay for your consequences. It's like, oh, he's forgiven. There's funny mm-hmm. living it now. Right?
Yes, you do.
Yep, living it now. Mm-hmm. Look around.
You know what, Sister Hootie, and I'll tell you before, I used to drink so much. Do you know I got beat down so many times and sick as a dog and everything? But when I called out to y'all and I asked for help, I received that help. And like I said, I still praise him today for that. I told us if you get me to stop drinking, so don't that I don't have that urge. I would never touch another drink. And praise God, I have never done it again. I suffered through that time. And so
it was
I
in your heart. You had the true desire. I tell people it's the reality of honesty that you want to change, whatever that you're asking for. And it's a process. It doesn't take, because my mother was an alcoholic. And 70s, late 70s.
Yeah.
And you have to want to do it. No one says don't go to the Creator, but you have to want to do it.
Yes, I wanted to, but I couldn't. Not without the help of Yah.
Right.
That's how I got through it.
Sister Abby, you're proof positive.
Yes.
within this lesson, y'all asked the question, can an Ethiopian change his skin? Can a leopard change her spots? And you're full positive that when you want to change, because y'all gave us that wine, didn't he, in them bottles, he said, I'm going to make y'all drunk and stupid, and y'all be clashing against each other. If you want the change, you can get it. And you are full positive that if you want the change, y'all will help you get it.
That's it.
So it's not impossible for our people to change our conditions. It's just up to our hearts. This is what y'all is looking at. Y'all, so I see your adultery. It's like you're hiding it from me. You're hiding it from her husband, but I see you. That's why Joseph wouldn't sleep with Potiphar's wife, and she accused him of trying to rape her. But y'all was watching everything. That's why Joseph didn't sleep with her. He could have. Nobody was watching.
He was a wise man.
That's what people do today. And y'all see, so Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, they got problems. Why? Because their adultery is public, isn't it? And you can't hide that. You can't erase it. And even if it's not public, y'all's watching you. Whether you Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith, or Mr. Smith down the block, or Mr. Jones, me and Mrs. Jones.
I said that song had a good melody, but it told the truth about what people are doing. Gotta give it.
That music was just as poisonous as they talk about rap today. But that was even more so and more dangerous.
Wasn't it?
Because it sounds so good. Me and Mrs. Jones.
It's like he's telling everybody go out there and get you a Mrs. Jones.
No.
I got Mrs. Jones. She'll take care of you. That's funny. She
take care of you, Ella.
Well,
and we're done with that, Mr. Jones. We're going to move on.
Yeah, the 13.
13 is my name. I'm like Abby, and I'm changing from that foolishness.
Oh, how long? Forgive me, Most High. Oh, how long? Would you forget me?
That song shows we ain't got no shame in our game. How would you make a song like that?
I know. I think, you know, I think some of the artists to show exactly what's going on. I'm not saying it's right, but it's the reality of our people.
Oh, yeah. No question.
A lot of it is just greed. They're running after that dollar, like we said, like Yang Su said the other night, chasing down that dollar. They don't care how they perform, what they look like when they perform, or what comes out their mouth. As long as they get that dollar.
I was watching a documentary where they was talking about Dubai and the women that go there. They plastic their Instagram pages, and they get solicited by these billionaires in Dubai to do all kind of crazy fetishes, which I won't go into detail of on this ship. But there's a lot of wickedness in the earth. And the righteous got to stand strong. If you being righteous and codified by Yah, you got to stand strong.
That's right. Do not be tempted. It's easy. Surround yourself around positive people, people who are striving, people who are doing, people. So be careful with that. That's why it's the Most High.
A lot of people don't understand, the people that know me, they don't understand my change. And I tell them it's not for y'all to understand my change. As long as you, I'm telling you, I don't do those things. I don't go those places. That's it. All it is. I tried my best to stay away from people that I knew in my past.
Right.
Especially the ones that, like you said, you go to the barbershop, hang around too long, you wind up getting a haircut. Why would I jeopardize my sanity my peace of mind that y'all has given me to be with gymnasts, go out there and act the fool. I stay away from, I hate to say it, I stay away from just about everybody but family.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, I don't, if they don't know how I am, they stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So it just has to be that way, because like I said, I'm not willing to give up what y'all have given me.
Right.
And that's my peace of mind.
There you go.
And my sense of direction, because I sure did not have none before.
Mm-hmm.
So many positive things come out of this chapter, one of which is that we're supposed to cling to Yah and remember him, because our people have forgotten him, and we are false doctrines. So we have to reverse that. Mm-hmm. Yah will allow us that, because that's what he's saying. I'll give you a chance to make the change, but your lot will be destruction if you don't. So we have choices to make, and you can't let vanity take you away from the blessing that Yah wants to give us. That word cling, it's not like holding or grabbing or touching. When something clings to you, that means it ain't letting go. Like you get a dust bowl,
right.
Get the
go,
dust bowl off
like
your clothes.
Hold tight. I'll hold the pants tight.
Like the dust that clings to your clothes.
Yeah.
Mm. So we want to be that stash that's that close to the Most High. That's what we're striving to be. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Can we go to song?
Yes, we're here today. Peace out.
Okay.
Big man there.
Another song from our king, praise Yah. Short and sweet, with codification all up in it.
Sweet and short.
Songs,
short.
Psalms 13. So these psalms are put in the form of a song so that our people can remember them. Unfortunately, we don't remember them. We have forgotten Yah, our creator. Psalm 13, the title of it is For the Choir Director, a Psalm of King David. All praise to the Holy One of Israel for our King. Oh, Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And our people as a nation should be singing this song. Oh, Yah. How long will you forget me? Oh, you forgot me? I'm going to forget you. That's how it works. How long will you forget me? Forever? That's the question. Will Yah forget us forever? As long as we forget him, he ain't worried about us. Or is he? Crying because we've forgotten him. Right? That's
right.
What we just read.
Yeah,
he's crying.
Yeah.
Because his people have forgotten him. King David asked him, why have you forgotten us? Oh, you know why I've forgotten you, because you've forgotten me. How long will you look the other way? Is y'all looking the other way now? Yes. Why? Because you've forgotten him. How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul? Are we struggling with anguish in our souls to this day? With sorrow in our heart every day. That's why we're famous for the blues, singing the blues. Are we still singing the blues?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the pertinent question is, how long will my enemy, universal white racist supremacy, have the upper hand? How long will they have the upper hand? Ain't that a good question? Because they got the upper hand, don't they?
Yeah.
So we read the other day that the Most High would be able to see his face. Seeing his face is metaphoric for Yah turning his face back towards us. And this is where King David explains that. Turn and answer me, O Yah, my Elohim. He just asked, why have you gotten me? How long will you look the other way? Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Do not let my enemies gloat, saying, we have defeated him. And yes, our enemies think that they have defeated us, but we have Yah on our side, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear hallelujah on that. Don't let them rejoice. Not down to them.
Join up for hallelujah.
Hey, we don't want our enemies saying that, right? You have defeated them. Don't let them rejoice at my downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Did King David's enemies rejoice at his downfall? Did they gloat over him, saying we have defeated him? I think not.
Mm-hmm.
He had the perfect storm. Huh?
They tried to kill him.
Oh, yeah. His enemies wanted to gloat over him. They wanted to say we have defeated him. They wanted to rejoice at his downfall. But that never happened, did it? You know why? You know why this never happened?
Because he had the Most High.
Oh, he had that connection. And he's showing you right here. But I trust in your unfailing love. And that's what Yah expressed to us as a nation. He wants to make us his staffs. But we don't understand the message.
Mm-hmm.
That's Yah's unfailing love. He's crying because we're in captivity. But we don't understand Yah's unfailing love. We should return that unfailing love. They call it unconditional love. We should have unconditional love for Yah. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. Has Yah rescued us? We're sitting here watching TV, looking at our computers, on our iPads, iPhones. We ain't picking cotton on the plantation no more, are we?
Uh-uh.
Yah has shown his unfailing love for us. We drive around in Mercedes-Benz and Lexuses and Hummers, and we got Israelites riding around in Lamborghinis, right?
Yeah.
Y'all rescued us from that plantation, didn't
you? Better believe it.
So what should we be doing? Because we know we're famous for our songs, right?
Trust in him.
Huh?
Trust in him.
Yes. Praising him, he told us. Praise him, cling to him, rejoice in him. He is our salvation. And y'all, so this for you. King David said, I was saying to y'all, because he's so good to me.
Ooh.
Keep on singing, brother. Mm-hmm. Keep on singing.
Thank you, brother. And you better believe it.
Don't worry about the kids.
I thought you took it out with Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my. Well, Lord, but not. Stand by me.
Come by here, y'all. Come by here.
Why has Yah turned his face away from us?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we've forgotten him, right? We've gotten the codes. Once we remember Yah, we can tap into that unfailing love, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
We should make us cling to him. Ain't anybody else trying to save us. Ain't nobody else coming to rescue us from the upper hand that our enemies have over us. What a beautiful song. We should all know the melody, the tune, and the lyrics.
Wow.
So everybody know the 23rd Psalm, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Everybody know that song by heart.
Mm-hmm.
We should know this song by heart. For real. And it's shorter.
He trusted in your kindness. So King David trusted in his kindness.
King David, what?
He trusted in the Most High's kindness. And he said
and
his heart rejoiced in his deliverance. And he sings to the Most High. He was the singing of king because the Most High has been good to him.
Yes.
And that's how we should be our have that presence. I hear it in all of us.
That's exactly what I was feeling and saying when I was saying how I felt when he delivered me from my drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and many other things that happened. I've been giving my praise to him ever since, but it's just a loving feeling inside that warms you up. I just can't explain how I feel.
It intensifies.
But I praise him. It makes you praise him now. I praise him all the time. And I'm still grateful.
Right.
intensifies.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
You got a song for the Most
High? Huh?
You got a song for the Most High? I guess you just learned it, right? So King David showed us, when he delivers us, he makes a song. I had an experience, people trying to kill me, and I wrote a song about it. One hit, here you go.
I don't know the words to the song yet, but I y'all know I'm singing. He know I'm singing to him.
Wherever
y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that you said that. That was right on time.
Wherever y'all. You want to give some praise, Moshe?
I believe I did.
Okay.
I don't mind giving more.
I believe I prayed.
Yeah. All I can say is all praise and glory to Yah. And I am so grateful for all my life, for the things and the problems he took care of for me. When I thought I had the solution, I was wrong. Yah showed me he was right. I had to learn the hard way, but he kept me here so I could make it to the place where I'm at now. And I praise him, and I hope that he take me into the future. So, and I feel so blessed, and I'm grateful and thank you for y'all for helping me get to the place where I am, because I sure was messing with Jesus before, but not no more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All praises to Yah, and may he bless you all. And everybody stay safe. Like you said, we got the wicked to the left, the wicked to the right. So stay safe out here and have a blessed weekend. And know that Yah loves us all.
Mm.
Love.
Shalom. Hallelujah.
Sister Yah.
Yeah.
Yah. He meant Yahudi. He gets our names mixed up.
Oh,
but it's
I'm
all right.
Sorry.
No. That's quite all right. She said it all. You know, that I believe you get better. It's not just praising him, but you change. You feel the change spiritually and physically.
Yes.
You feel it.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, and you know you got protection around you as long as you do accordingly. It's like when you come upon something, like the other day, yesterday, when sister said, I learned something today. And that made deepen her love for our creator and maker of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it should be. It should deepen the love that you have for our creator. When you learn something, you make yourself susceptible of learning truth, because then our DNA. And that's what I rejoice with all of you. Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. Cottrell.
Yes, sir. My sister said it all. Both of them. I don't know how I follow up on that.
Nope.
But I will say that I'm blessed. And I bless y'all with all my soul and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Because every night we go through these studies, I get enlightenment. You might think I'm teaching or sharing my knowledge, but I learn as well. Like tonight, how much do we really mean to y'all? To the point where we having the creator of all things and everything crying because we're in captivity. That says a lot. How much we mean to y'all. And we've never been taught this. And this is why we haven't been taught that, because of our importance to creation and our connection with the creator. So they want to keep that away from us so that we don't give the creator the praise like all creation should. Mankind wants the glory because of his pride, his arrogancy. He wants to do what he wants to do. But Yah's not going to have it that way. And we see that Yah is firm in his love for us. King David calls Yah's love for us unfailing. And the prophet Yirmiyahu had powerful words for our nation, both Israel and Yehuda, that if we just listen to our creator, our condition, our circumstances will change. So how do we crack that nut? And that's the thing because it's not just about me knowing and you knowing, Yamsuk knowing, and Sister Yehudi and Sister Abiyad knowing. All of our people must know, right? And how do we get this message out to our people? Which is the problem that we face. Because even if they hear this message, will they change? Can a leopard change its spots? Will Ethiopian change its color? We're so accustomed to the evils that we're doing. All we can do is pray and hope for our people that they will have the ear to hear so that we could all benefit as a nation for the blessing that awaits us. So my prayer is that, you know, Yah continues to be with us, that his words reach the ears and hearts of our people, that we could change the times that we're living in, because it's chaos out here.
Definitely.
All right.
Praise Yah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the Most High for an opportunity to study with each of you, to be sharpened by each of you, and perhaps to help sharpen some of you. I'd like to thank Yah for the opportunity to restore my soul, and my health, and give me a new heart and spirit for his name's sake. I'd like to thank the Most High for this platform that we bring his message to the people. And yes, as God just said, there are messages in the music that the codification to. Just follow the code. That's all we ask you. Don't follow Yamsu, Cartrell, Sushahudia, Abia. Follow the Most High. It's just that simple. But unfortunately, we are prone to do and make everything hard when it's an open book test. Bless and praise the Most High. And bless each of you, Cartrell, Sushahudi, Sushavia, and you too in radio land. We love you. May the Most High
and you as well.
Thank you, brother. And may the Most High bless all of you in radio land. We love you. Cartrell, Sushahudi, and Abia, you want to say shalom or good night to the people?
Shalom and good night, family people.
She coming all nation, family people, whatever y'all out there.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, y'all bless. Yeah, y'all out there, whatever, folks, whatever.
Y'all better leave us guys alone.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, man. Y'all will gather.us. Let's get this nation right and pleasing, so we can get our blessings from the Most High, Creator of all things, everything, because he's waiting for us. Matter of fact, he's crying right now.
Mm-hmm. You know,
go ahead.
Hallelujah. Just everybody that's listening, please, please just change for a better way. Hallelujah.
Shalom and good night. We love y'all. Bye-bye. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom,
shalom. Shalom.
Let me know.